Yeah, I hope. I really hope that. What was I gonna say? I really hoped. I have no clue.
I hope the world is at peace.
I do hope the world is at peace, and I hope that nobody's harassing Lindry right now with hashtag cancel Lindry 2024.
Hashtag blurplegate 2024.
Hashtag Stephanie is right. 2024 and beyond.
Me and that Michael Jackson gif of him just eating popcorn.
Be like, yeah.
Exciting.
Hi, welcome to Two Lacquered Ladies, the podcast about nail polish and nail art by the ladies who stream it. I'm Stephanie, aka Fanatic Hero, on every social media platform that matters. I'm an unprofessional nail artist, and I like to make fan art on my nails.
Howdy, my name is Danny, and you can find me as Danny Shout online. I'm a science educator by day and a nail art hobbyist by night. On stream, I like to create scenes with themes on my nails.
Welcome back, everybody!
Well, hi there.
Well, hi there! happy for us, April Fool's Day.
Yes, it is the day after Polish Pickup Bingo. We're exhausted.
We are so exhausted, but luckily Danny has the day off today.
Yes. Yes, thank goodness. It's a bad weather makeup day, and we had only one day of bad weather this year, so I get this day off, which is fantastic.
That's awesome. I guess you have bad weather because Texas drew the short straw when it comes to climate change winters.
Yeah, you could get anything here.
Yeah, like, I don't think I ever had a school day canceled due to bad weather in California, in Southern California.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, Southern California is like, it's the most perfect climate I think there is.
We've been so rainy recently, and I absolutely hate it. Like, I liked rain when I was a kid and before I owned a home.
Yeah.
That could potentially have a leak and it could potentially get moldy. Ugh, I hate it.
A lot of things were more fun when you were a kid before you had to own property.
Yes.
And then it's like, oh, wait a minute. How does that affect my property? Like, now when we get, like, snow and stuff, even if it's just a tiny bit, we're like, wait a minute. Where's it going? Is it freezing the pipes? Like, what's... When it could have just been a magical moment.
Yeah, you could be out making snow angels, but instead you're like, I better not get my pipes frozen.
Right? Is there a faucet I forgot about? Because, like, there's a surprising amount of outside faucets that you're like, oh, I didn't know that was there.
You know, you're right.
I never used that one. Why would I think of it?
Like, oh, that one or that. But, oh, I guess it does harm the pipes, doesn't it? I don't know any of this because I've never lived in a climate like that. But, yeah, in Southeast Texas.
Well, I thought I didn't.
Apparently, it's a thing you got to deal with.
Apparently.
Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, it has been a pretty tough morning.
Yeah, you've been dealing with some pretty serious stuff online.
Yeah.
You woke up to quite the shock.
I did. I thought Lindry was my friend. I really did. You know, I felt like we were supporting each other as creators. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I released a video about how all of you personally are wrong about Indigo. And Lindry came back and pointed out that Indigo is in the dictionary and Blurple isn't. And, I had to respond to the accusations and point out that
that's a deep personal attack.
It is a deep personal attack, but I need to keep my head up high. I pointed out that Blurple is in Wikipedia, actually two times. And I, you know, like, not everybody can be as smart as me. So everybody just, be kind to Lindry. Don't go on Twitter and cancel her. Don't go on Instagram and cancel her.
Yeah, please don't. Specifically, there's this hashtag going around, cancel Lindry 2024. Please ignore that. Please don't retweet that or respond to it in any way.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't want to hear anybody DMing Lindry, making posts, attacking Lindry. I just want everybody to be extremely classy about this because... I'm right. And because I'm so smart and so right, I feel like I can just really take pity on those who were not blessed with my abilities. So yeah, just be kind to Linry, okay?
Yeah, let's not make this hashtag Blurplegate 2024. We don't need that.
Don't need that at all.
Please don't post your favorite Blurple swatches and tag us. We don't need that.
Please don't laugh when Linry walks down the hall past you. Anyway, so all seriousness, I did wake up to that video of Linry saying I was wrong. And it was just so funny. I was like, I can't believe this is happening today. I replied and made my own video, and it's been a pretty fun day. I think we're all having a good time.
Oh yeah.
Of course it's April Fool's, so we're seeing like tons and tons of fun joke posts, especially from brands. Danny, what have you seen today?
All right. Well, I was greeted with a Mooncat email that had feet on it, like actual human feet, with painted toes. They were all like clean and nice looking, but it's just not what I was expecting. Cause normally feet pick are so, you know, they're so coveted. They're private and you have to pay money for people's feet picks. But here's Mooncat just putting them out there. I would argue this is almost as scandalous, if not more scandalous, than their Seasons of Persephone ads they ran a while back. Ooh, it's spicy. Speaking of spicy, Hollow Taco has released a new formula for their cuticle oil that is taco spice flavored. I don't know if you call it flavor. Scented,
yeah.
It looks intense. So if you have any hangnails, I don't recommend that one. You will find them.
I am so curious if, like, do you know, like, does it actually have peppers in it? Because it looks like you could actually buy it, correct?
Oh, does it? I honestly just saw the email. I didn't even go to the website. Let me do that now. Because I want to say last year they released a hummus polish that was immediately sold out as their April Fool's, which was hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It said limited edition and it says notify me. So I think it was automatically sold out. But yeah, it looks like taco sauce. Ever wanted your nails to smell like your favorite food? It's not a problem anymore. Grease up your nails with our spicy taco flavored, yeah, they say flavored, nail oil replacement cartridges.
Oh my God. I love that she said it's not a problem anymore. I respect her so much for her branding.
Yes. And she's got a little, she's posing with a taco and it says, let's talk about this spicy nail oil.
She's posing with a Christine. Taco. I want to do
that. It looks like a really good taco too. Let me see if I can recognize which polishes she's wearing here. It looks like the OG Rainbow Collection with the blue, the purple, and the magenta. And then I don't know what she's got on her other hand. It's like a really light pink. Maybe that might be toe beans. If not the pink from the newest collection.
I just realized I do not have enough fuel to get me through this.
Oh yeah, didn't G Fuel also do a April Fool's?
Yeah, G Fuel did do an April Fool's. So G Fuel is my beloved, apparently cringe energy drink brand. I know this actually. Okay, so I know this because of Linry. Because I went into Linry's chat and mentioned G Fuel, and her whole chat was just like, ugh, gamer cringe. And I'm like, whatever, I'm cringe, but I'm free. And you know what? Mm-hmm. My beloved Nikki likes G Fuel. And so I'm sorry that y'all aren't as cool as Nikki and me, okay, with right. our G Fuel. last year they did a pickle-flavored G Fuel. Yes. I hated it. Lacrodactyl bought it recently because they did not sell out of that. And he actually really likes it.
I'm so glad it's for somebody.
Yeah. Nikki didn't hate it like me. And like, I was not expecting to hate it.
Yeah.
I thought I'd be like pleasantly surprised, but it just tasted like, I know everything's a chemical, but it just tasted like chemicals that weren't chemicals.
Yeah, because artificial pickle is like, what is that even? You know what I mean? Like, pickle's just vinegar. So, like, what? What that even is artificial pickle mm-hmm. in powder form. Real talk though, would you, if they reached out to sponsor you, would you hype up G Fuel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's awesome. I'd love that. I would love that for you. G Fuel, if you're listening, get the lacquered ladies on board here.
Yeah, I would act one of us. I would absolutely be sponsored by G Fuel. I don't know like a ton about the company, so if you're like, but they do this, you can just let me know and Mom will be like, oh, I'm so sorry. But like I enjoy not having to buy big cans of energy drinks, and yeah, I do drink energy drinks, and so it's nice to have them. They're sugar free and everything, so I like G Fuel. But this year for their April Fools, they released, and I imagine you can buy this because you can almost always buy their stuff. It was like a gaming diaper, energy diaper with two holsters for G Fuel on both sides of it. And I guess the idea is that age old idea of like, you don't have to get up from your raid to go pee.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
I would legit buy this, but my butt has its own time zone and there is no way they made it in my size.
Yeah, this is a novelty item for sure. This is so funny. You remember how last time we were so proud of ourselves for not buying anything?
I sure do, Danny.
Well, about that, I bought stuff. How but it's not my fault.
Dare you.
It's not my fault. It's not my fault that Lacquer 22 had a 50% off sale. I mean, what the heck? You know, how can I say no? I can't. So I didn't. And then Mooncat released a limited edition polish called Portrait of an Introvert that looks really cool. And I've actually bought, I think, most of the Mooncat when they do these like single polish limited edition ones. I think they're really fun. So I got that. It's this beautiful like blue glitter that I'm excited for, but I couldn't just get that. So I went ahead and got a few extra Mooncats. And that's all I've bought so far, but I do have plans for April, but it's our birthday month. So you know what? It's okay. I'm allowed to. These are the rules I've just made up.
Our birthday month is coming up, and yeah, I think I am gonna go a bit overboard. And I did do some shopping this month, because Cirque re-released Coronation, which is a purple polish that they make that has, sorry, ever since I did the Indigo video, I like hesitate to call things purple because of like, I always knew violet was violet, but I didn't exactly know where purple landed. And now I do. And I'm like, it's wrong. But I need to like, but at the same time, off the top of my head, I'm like, is it purple? Is it violet? The point is, and the point of my video that I made is literally who cares?
Just start using grape. Everything's grape.
Everything's grape. It's all, I'm doing grape today. but the point is that they released this beautiful purple polish. It's got a little bit of holo and it's got UP pigment, also known as unicorn pee pigment in it. And I don't have anything with unicorn pee in it. And Danny just made this face because she does not appreciate that name.
The way people complain about Blurple, I wish they would complain about unicorn pee, because I just don't need excrement in my cosmetics. I just don't.
Well, you know, that's how we're different, Danny. I prefer it. No, I really don't. But yeah, UP pigment is what they are calling it. And I think that that is due to a lot of things. But I don't have anything with that in it. And I was like, you know what? Like, I have been waiting for an excuse to buy from Cirque. Because that's how I shop usually from brands is like, I don't usually either. It's like a big sale. So, you know, Danny was like, oh, Lacquer 22 is having their 50% off. I'm going to buy that. Sometimes that's what I do with brands. That's my excuse. But other times I'm just like, I'm going to wait until they release something limited edition that I really want. And then I will buy things.
Yeah.
So I bought Coronation. I swatched it on a cabochon, which are the little plastic things on the top of my polish bottles. And it looks beautiful. The shimmer does look different from anything else that I have. I wouldn't say that it looks better than anything else that I have, but I also wouldn't say it doesn't look as good as anything else that I have. It looks great.
Yeah.
And I got that. I got a lucky bag. And that was fun. I got two repeats, or not repeats, like they didn't send me two of the same, but I got 777 by Kelly Marissa, which I already have because Kelly Marissa. and I got Klepto from the Vice Collection, which again, the Vice Collection, I already have that. Yeah. So yeah, I've already traded Klepto. Well, I haven't actually sent it, but I've already arranged a trade with Khaleesi Selena in our community for Klepto, and she's going to send me Hatch because she's one of those heathens that doesn't like black speckles.
I know, it offends me, but I'm so excited for you to get Hatched because that's one of my favorite speckled polish. Cirque does such a good speckled formula with the little black flakies in it. Oh, perfect for spring. It just looks like little eggs on your nails.
It does.
I want egg nails.
And that's actually a big reason I did the lucky box or lucky bag was because people were getting Hatched. Like a bunch of people were getting them. And I was like, well, I should get that and see if I get it and then also get, you know, more out of it. By the way, the lucky bag is a collection of polishes that is supposed to be, it's $25 and it's supposed to equal like $65 to $100 worth of polishes. So yeah, I got those two that I already had. Then I got, what was it? Is it Go Away? Yeah. Like Van Gogh or Van Gogh, some people say. I also got Serenity, which is a white with like, it's like a white shimmer polish with like a contrasting shimmer and some hollow. And hot take here, one of my favorite formulas for polish is like a white with a shimmer, like a contrasting shimmer. But I don't like any of Cirque's.
Cirque's does some things really well. It does some other things not very well. And that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. You don't have to be good at everything. I think it's because all of the white shimmers with contrasting shimmers that I've tried from them, the white base looks metallic to my eye. And I don't like that for this particular formula.
Yeah.
I also got, was it Harvest Time? Yes, it's called Harvest Time. And this is one of their do-good polishes. And it's basically just like a green jelly reflective. Really reminds me in the bottle of Grandpa's Garden, but without the flakies. Mm. But it is less packed with reflective glitter. So that's, I mean, not disappointing, but like if I wanted to like make a variation on Grandpa's Garden, I don't think it would like work exactly as I wanted it to.
Yeah.
So yeah, and then I got 12 replacement wide brushes because like I feel like this last year or so, their thin brushes have been all messed up.
Yeah, I feel that way too. they like, I always get little wild hairs coming off of them.
Yeah, mine always like curl out at the end.
Yeah.
And it basically scrapes off the polish as soon as you put it on. And like, I'm a pretty good nail polish applier, so I can kind of deal with it. But I have to say, every single time I have used one of the Cosmic Discotheque polishes, they all have that messed up brush. And it's always been really disappointing. Like, I've dealt with it, but I have to do so much work to deal with that brush. And I didn't realize at the time that it was messed up enough to, like, justify me asking them for a new one. I should have. But I did it. So I got these wide brushes and I'm just going to replace anything that comes. Like if I use a polish and it doesn't have it, I'm just going to be like, here you go.
Here you go.
Here you go.
I forgot. Cirque is now defaulting to the wide flat brush, right?
Yes.
That's so good. Cirque and Holo Taco finally figured out that most of us have fat little nails and we like the wide brush.
And it's just so much easier to control. And it just shows way less streaks.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, most people, especially the Holo Taco brushes, but also the Cirque brushes, most people with thin nails, their nails are not thinner than the wide brush.
Yeah, exactly. It's not gonna, you have to do one less stroke than, like, normal people. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, some people, that's not, like, all people, because I know that some people do have issues with wide brushes, but, yeah, most of us do not.
I will say for the thin brush for doing nail art and stuff, so it is, like, for water marble, nicer to have the thinner brush for a little bit more control on the drops, but that is such a single application where it's better that, like, overall, the wide flat brush, I think, is much better for most people.
Yeah.
Do you already have your eye on anything for your birthday month for April? Anything you want to buy?
I want to place a Holo Taco order. And I know that their birthday rewards right this minute are pretty lackluster. They have the gold flaky taco right now, which I already have. Then they have a gray cream that I'm not really interested in. So I might wait a little bit. But from Holo Taco, the things that I really want are, I want a bunch of their toppers. I want their new black topper.
Yes.
I want the green and the yellow iridescent flaky toppers that I've never got, but like I feel like I need. And then another thing that I really want that I've wanted for a long time and have never gotten because it's just kind of expensive. And I was like, do I really need this? Is their tool set, because it has that kind of cuticle pusher that Christine uses to like cut the sides of her decals and stuff.
Yes.
And although I've like bought some like that, they are always really bad. They're like, they're really, the little blade, it's not really a blade, but it's like almost a blade.
The sharp-ish side of things.
Yeah, it's really dull, the ones that I have. And so I think it'd be really nice to just have a little packet of those nail tools. That seems really convenient. I know I love my brushes, so I have some faith that it's going to be a quality set.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been waiting to get that. I think I'm going to get that. And I'm also possibly going to spend a small fortune on polish pickup.
Oh, yes. Yeah, this, it's so funny. When I looked at the Facebook previews, there's nothing I wanted.
Yeah.
I was scrolling through and I was like, this is all trash. I don't want anything. And then we started playing bingo. And I don't know if it was just the excitement of the night because we had a double chat. We'll talk about more of that in a second. But yeah, my wish list filled up way faster. And our friend Gidge was even like, I thought you guys were on a low buy. And it's like, shush, the wish list doesn't count.
Yeah, like we're not buying
it.
It's
what I actually hit buy on. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you can't. We're married, not buried, but make it low buy. We could look, we could admire, we could add to wish list, we could consider.
Yeah, there's nothing like all I'm doing is letting those polishes know that I appreciate them. Okay, they can hang out on my wish list and not hurt anybody.
We are letting them marinate, and if they take well to the marinade, then perhaps we'll actually cook them. But if they don't, then we're not. And how I actually usually do polish pickup is I add to my wish list and then I like think and think and think. And then I go back to it and I'll just remove everything that I haven't been thinking about.
That's good.
And then occasionally, if I see something again and go, oh, but maybe, because if I really want it, even if I remove it from the wish list, I will go back and I've added things back before. So, yeah, like I just basically let my heart decide what I want from polish pickup.
I love that. No, because that's basically what I do, too, because, yeah, after bingo, I try not to look at my wish list for at least a day or two. And yeah, I'll remember a few. And those are obviously the ones where I'm like, okay, I obviously really want that one. So let me go ahead and add that. I do the same thing where I remove everything off my wish list, but I open them all in tabs. And then I basically like reshop polish pickup, but with my limited selection, my creme de la creme. And then I try to limit myself if possible to 3 polishes, but I don't make any rules. If I love too many polishes, then I buy too many polishes. It's fine.
Yeah. The polish that is seriously living rent-free in my head that I actually don't know if I'm going to buy, but I have been thinking about it nonstop, is Swamp Gloss Lenny, the mango polish.
Yeah. No, that one is 100% going in my cart when it opens this Friday?
Yes. Yes. Sorry.
It was like, I'm 99% sure, but I'm also not 100% awake.
Yeah, neither of us are. We're recording an hour earlier than normal, which is to say we're recording at the time that we usually meet. And then wait an hour before we actually start recording.
Chitter chatter for an hour.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, like this month was incredible. Of course, there was like plenty of polishes that we were like, mm-hmm, that's a polish. Mm-hmm. Especially Sassy Cats.
Oh my goodness. Sassy Cats lacquer. We want one. Well, you have one, thanks to our friend Wendy.
I have one. Like,
yeah. Every month on I want to buy a polish pickup. Polish from Sassy Cats, but they just won't make anything I like.
Yeah, they just refuse. I don't, you know, nothing wrong with their polishes. I'm sure that there's a lot of people who really like them. Yeah. And it's not like I look at them and I'm like, that is ugly, bad polish.
No, they're never ugly. They're just, you know, for a polish pickup, you're supposed to go ham. Like, make it weird, make it interesting, find your strangest glitter and throw it in there. That's what we want.
Yeah. I am looking back though at all of these and I see a few things I am gonna remove, but like there's just so many good ones. Mm-hmm. And I'm probably gonna buy two of them that are like so similar, but like I need them both because they're so good, which is Phoenix Ivy and Bee's Knees Queen of Rot.
No, both of those are really good. That's, I was going to say the Bee's Knees one was living rent free in my head. And of course, Lemmings. I wanted to check real quick. Actually, I'm going back on polish pickup here. Didn't somebody in our chat said that Lynn Bee Designs was supposed to do a Minecraft themed one? Because, oh, we didn't even talk about the theme. The theme was video games.
Yes.
And I was surprised how limited the games were. Like, it was a lot of Zelda, Baldur's Gate, Mass Effect. Those came up a couple of times.
There was only one Mass Effect, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I thought there was two.
Maybe there was two.
Yeah, I really thought we'd have more
variety.
Variety?
Yeah.
Oh no, Lynn Bee Designs did Wanna Woohoo, which is based on
The Sims.
The Sims. So, yeah, no Minecraft. I was really surprised the best-selling game of all time didn't make it into polish pickup somehow. But a lot of good games did, including your sweet Dear Shepherd. And we got our first, I feel like this is a notable moment. We got our first actual Fall Out Boy song title.
Yes!
Dance, Dance. I have to get that one because it's our first actual Fall Out Boy song title, the shortest one they ever made, but it's there.
Yeah, oh my gosh, it was so funny. Like, they were like, based off of like this, it was like a DDR game or something. Like,
yeah, it was like a driving game where you could pick the playlist that plays in the car, and the creator picked Fall Out Boy's Dance Dance to play on repeat, which, great pick.
But yeah, it was so funny because Danny was just like, does this count as a Fall Out Boy song title? And I'm like, how could it not?
It's our first legitimate one.
It is actually a Fall Out Boy song title. And it just like really made our night.
Yes. I loved Fall Out Boy. I still like them a lot. But like when I was in high school, that's all I listened to. So I definitely got to get that polished for the nostalgia, for the name. The color is nice too, but you know, sometimes you buy polish for the theme.
Yeah, that's yeah. Okay. The color is really beautiful, so I might be getting it too because I feel like I can justify the color. And yeah, it's so like literal Fall Out Boy song title. I'm just like, I'm dead. And the funniest thing is that this polish name would not count for Fall Out Boy song title if it wasn't actually a Fall Out Boy song title. Exactly, because yeah, the joke is that like Fall Out Boy song titles can be like really, really long. And so like that, if the nail polish has a really long name, we call it a Fall Out Boy song title. But yeah, this wouldn't have qualified unless it was actually a Fall Out Boy song title, which it was.
But it was a great night. We tried dual streaming, and that was really interesting and fun. You are a genius, and you figured out how to get them chats to merge, which was always so fabulous, being able to talk to YouTube people and Twitch people at the same time. So tell us how that was from the administrator side of it.
It was actually surprisingly easy. So I used a program called Restream.io. And so I need to cancel my Streamlabs because the biggest problem I'm having with dual streaming is that I have a precious baby and it is called Twitch Studio. And like, honest to God, nobody uses Twitch Studio, but it is so good. And the stupid thing is that the one thing it does really well is it isolates audio from different audio sources. And I think I figured out the way to do that on OBS, because like everyone's always saying like there's got to be a way to do it. And I'm like, I have searched for like so long and I could not find it. I did switch the way that I like searched the terms, and it looks like there's a way to do it, but it's really hard. And the reason that I want to like isolate sources, because basically how it works is that like both Streamlabs and OBS, you can either have everything on your desktop play or nothing on your desktop play. Those are your two choices. You can't say like, I want the browser and I want like the OBS sounds to play, and I don't want, you know, my chatty program in the background. And chatty is a program that I use basically so that I hear it when people talk. I just hear a little ding in my ear when somebody says something in chat. And it's really, really good for people who are new at streaming. If you're like really new at streaming, I would say it might even be worth it, even if you can't isolate the audio, because it's so hard to know that somebody's in your chat and nobody's been there all day and somebody randomly shows up and you want to be able to reply to them before they think that you're ignoring them and leave. And they won't just be thinking it. You will be ignoring them. Just not on purpose. And the thing is, though, is that I don't really need that anymore. Not to brag, but I don't usually sit in my chat waiting for people to talk anymore. And, you know, it's not going to be a problem if I don't notice it for a minute or two. So there's that. But also, in addition to that, if I'm going to be multi-streaming, which I think I'm going to continue doing, chatty only works for Twitch. And so there's not really a reason for me to be using it anymore.
Gotcha.
So I probably just don't need that feature anymore. So the biggest sad thing is that I am losing Twitch Studio, because in addition to that, it's a really, really easy interface, way easier than Streamlabs or OBS. It has widgets that you just can't have automatically in Streamlabs or OBS, like a countdown. It has a lot of integrative features with Twitch that the other ones just don't have, but it won't let you use it anywhere but Twitch.
Yeah.
You can't enter a stream key. You can't do any of that stuff. And I understand it, but I really hope that now that Twitch has multi-streaming, that maybe like it'd be great even if they would just say for an extra charge, you can use this for multi-streaming.
Yeah.
One thing I am worried about when it comes to the multi-streaming is that I'm pretty sure the thing that I did where basically Restream forwarded the chats from the two different areas into those chats. So a lot of features will like combine the chat for you and will combine the chat in the video if you have like a chat box on your screen for the audience to see. And that's all honky-dory, according to Twitch. But for some reason, Twitch doesn't like it when you forward the chats into the chats themselves so that your audience can chat with the other chatters on other platforms. Like, you're allowed to do that if you are not a partner or an affiliate, but you're not allowed to do it if you are. So I might get in trouble for that. However, I see people doing it all the time. And I just don't think they're going to be enforcing that.
Yeah. Or at least we hope not. Yeah. Cause it's really nice having the ability to talk to everyone. Cause I did, I watched your stream from Twitch and from the YouTube side, just to kind of see how it looks and help you troubleshoot anything. And like YouTube's chat is pretty, it's not user friendly. And so it was kind of dead just because, I don't know. YouTube's a great viewing experience, not a great chatting experience. Yeah. So it's nice to be able to incorporate them at least a little bit. At least try to get the chats, you know, connected and talking. Because obviously over on the Twitch side, we have a very active chat. It's wonderful. But yeah, it's worth the risk, I think.
Yeah, I think it is. And I think that Twitch is wrong about this. I think that they should allow it and they should make it easier to do. They're not going to lose anything by doing that, in my opinion, but they will gain people being annoyed and then perhaps leaving the platform because they can't do that. But yeah, I'm going to continue to recommend people go to Twitch. I even put it in like my announcement that I was going to be doing bingo. I was like, you can go to Twitch, recommended. Or view from YouTube. But yeah, I just really want there to be an option for people who are just like having a chill night and go like, oh, Fnaticure's on doing bingo. Let me like chill and watch bingo.
Yeah.
And we did have a winner from YouTube.
We did. That was exciting.
Yeah. We did not give them a sub, but I was giving out swag bags last night full of stickers and buttons and bottle openers and all this stuff branded for Fnaticure and Two Lacquered Ladies. So yeah, I think I was able to give them a very worthwhile prize, and I was really happy about that. All right, I think that we are going to oil our cutes, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about some new releases and answer an audience question. Stay tuned. Hey everybody, it's Stephanie, and I'm here to say that if you're loving the show, please consider joining us on our Patreon, where you can be a lackey. That's L-A-C-Q-U-I, lackey. Every new lackey gets a special shout out on the podcast. And now, back to the show. All right, we are back. We are moisturized. We are in our lane. We are thriving. Danny is yawning and it's very cute, but now she's doing something else that looks a little
dirty.
Trying to
wake myself up. I'm trying to hype myself up.
What are you trying to do, Danny?
Oh, yeah, I didn't even.
What are you? What are you?
Shake weights. It's my shake weight dance.
Yeah, Danny's doing her shake weights. Sorry, that was very cute. I really liked that little dance you were doing.
Anyway, we were talking about how much money we wanted to spend this month, and I've got a few things on my wish list. Pinnacle Polish has just released a little set of four polishes based on the family of birds corvids, so crows, ravens, blue jays, and magpies. Oh my goodness, I love those birds, and these polishes are really cute, so probably gonna pick that up. And then on April 6th, they're also releasing a collection based off of the national parks, which I'm obsessed with. Right?
Yeah.
So like, because Pinnacle Polish is like the nature brand
they
to
are.
Me. I really love, their polishes that look like rocks and fish. They're great. So I'm gonna get some more. They're really good at what they do. So yeah, I'm definitely gonna be buying some Pinnacle Polish. And then those Cirque color jelly ads keep coming up. I cannot wait to get my hands on those Cirque jellies. I don't know when Vice is going to be released, but that's when I'll buy the jellies at the same time. And lastly, Glisten and Glow is releasing a full 12-piece Zodiac Rainbow Collection. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I haven't looked at those yet, but
they're holographic and beautiful. Oh.
Jill, how dare you?
I know. Jill's been releasing some great stuff. The Tumblr collection was so cute, like little pastel shimmers. And then, of course, the 14th anniversary, another little quad of really nice, very different looking polishes. Like they, you can get a little bit of everything in that one. But yeah, just, oh no, I'm a sucker for full rainbow collections. I really am.
Yeah. And Glisten and Glow's products are just like so top quality. I'm always hyping them up. And I've like had people ask me like, is it really that good? And I'm like, yeah, like it really is. I would not stake my reputation on just like hyping up a brand that doesn't deserve it. And even our friend Gidge on Twitch and everything, they ordered some Glisten and Glow and they got the dry in prep that I'm always like, I don't know if this is working, but like maybe. Like makes me feel special. Yeah. Like my polish almost never chips. I don't wear it for very long, but like I was sick and the house was getting fixed and all this stuff was happening recently. So I did have some periods of time where I was wearing polish for like a week. And yeah, like no chips, but like for me, I'm like, well, I'm just a special person who never chips. So like, I don't know if it's Glisten and Glow or not, but, Gidge was saying that the Glisten and Glow was like lasting on them when it had never, nothing else had ever lasted on them. And it just like, I don't know, it makes me just so happy to know Glisten and Glow, to know Jill. But yeah, it just makes me so happy to, to be a little part of that. You can use my non-affiliate code, Steph10, if you want to buy from Glistening Glow and just let Jill know that it came from us. Mm-hmm. But yeah, do you know any of the colors off the top of your head? Because I haven't really looked into this collection and it's not on the website yet.
Oh yeah, I found it through on the side where it says shop. It is listed there. But there's no pictures on the website yet. I think I saw pictures on Instagram, a little sneak peeks. But anyway, it's 12-piece collection. We've got Capricorn in red, Aquarius in deep blue, Pisces in a medium gray, Aries in a rich teal. I thought that was an interesting choice.
Okay, but why?
I might swap the stickers on Capricorn and Aries. And just pretend that's how it always was.
Yeah.
Taurus. Taurus is a grass green. Gemini is a coral. Cancer is magenta. Leo is sunshine yellow. Virgo is vibrant purple. Libra is chocolate brown. Scorpio is black. And Sagittarius is orange. So a full rainbow plus like brown and black, which is so awesome. And
that gray. Sounds awesome.
Oh, yeah. And they're all described as, you know, these beautiful colors loaded with hollow flakies. So gotta have it.
Yeah, it sounds gorgeous. And it's 12 polishes for $120. Like, that mm-hmm. does seem like a hefty chunk of change. But for 12 polishes from an indie brand, that's not that bad.
$10 a bottle is not bad at all. But it says this listing is for the VIP pre-sale club, which I believe is through Facebook. I'm not entirely sure how that works. Let's see. Admin of the Glisten and Glow Facebook fan group creates content. So that must be what that's from.
Yeah. I know that I'm part of a broadcast channel.
Yeah, on Instagram.
On Instagram. And I think that...
I think maybe that's where I saw the pictures. Yeah.
That makes sense. She also did a live.
Maybe that was part of it too. Yeah. It's hard to remember. I see so many beautiful polishes.
Yeah, right?
It's like, where did I see this? I know it exists. And that's all that matters. I will find you.
All right. So it is time for our audience question.
Khaleesi Selena asks, do you guys collect anything outside of nail polish?
Danny, do you collect anything outside of nail polish?
I have always collected things. It's one of my favorite things to do. I saw a TikTok of someone saying that, like, I don't like new hobbies. I like new, like, things to buy or something like that. And I'm like, ooh, that's true. So when I was a kid, I definitely collected, like, seashells and rocks and... do you remember those Chevron cars with the faces on them?
Yes.
By the gas stations. I had a big collection of those. I actually just this year decluttered those. And it was a little heartbreaking. I kept my absolute favorites, but I got rid of most of my collection. And it hurt. It really did. mm-hmm. But it was time. It was past time. So yeah, I've always collected things. I would say besides nail polish nowadays, I definitely collect... mugs from places we travel to. So I like little like we have a Grand Canyon mug, you know, something like that. And then books. I have quite a book collection that I'm also trying to slow down on since I've only had time to read textbooks for the last like 2 years and not really much time for regular books. But I'm hoping this summer to really make up some ground for that because I've really gotten into watching YouTubers who are on book talk and stuff. And like, they have their huge collections and they talk about their favorite books and they've read like 43 books in a year or whatever. And I'm like, I want to be that. I want to live that life. I don't think I can, but I want to try.
That could not be me. I can't read, as we all know.
But yeah, that's all I can think of. I guess I collect wayward animals.
I was about to say, I can think one more thing you collect and that's it.
All of my animals I acquired on accident, except for Raver, my oldest dog, who we still walked into the shelter and the shelter workers were like, hey, all adult dogs are 50% off today or something like that. It was like the adoption fee was waived for that day. I was like, so I call him, we got him on sale. And then Cappuccino is, he was a coupon because we just found him on the street. Mm-hmm. We're like, coupon for free dog. The goldfish came from my in-laws because they didn't want their pond anymore. So that was also a free animal. Not free setup, by the way. Everyone should be aware of this. Yes, I acquire all my animals for free, but like their care and maintenance is definitely not free. And then Erwin has his own little story that maybe I'll share on Patreon one of these days.
I love your Erwin story. I replied to it. I won't tell the whole story, but I replied to it with the Gandalf, like, I have no memory of this place. Yes. I have no memory of this lizard.
Yeah, where did this come from?
I love him now.
He's my little baby. He's sleeping on his rock right now, really cute. He's got his arms like hanging limp at his side and he's just slumped over his rock. Like, man, to be a lizard.
To be a lizard.
he looks comfortable and lazy and just, ugh, he's so cute.
He's a cute baby. So I collect a lot of stuff. As Danny said, I have been a collector my entire life and I have always been surrounded by huge enablers who have let me, just really, really build up this collection and of so many things. And a lot of it has kind of made its way over to my adult house and to the background specifically of my stream. So if you kind of like look around my stream background, you can kind of find the history of things that I collect. So I'm trying to think of what like the earliest thing I collected is. Actually, the earliest thing I think I collected was like rubber snakes. Mm. Like my history in Disneyland, we went to Disneyland all the time when I was a kid. We had passes because at the time they were not cheap, but they were like less expensive than they are now, even comparatively with inflation. And so my mom always thought that it would be a good idea to get them because it's something we can do on the weekends after you pay for it once. It is technically free. I mean, basically free. Like you did pay for it once. And also we could walk and get exercise because Disneyland's big and like legit when you go to Disneyland, I think that people pretty much average like 14 miles in one day. It's crazy. So yeah, we always went to Disneyland and outside of my favorite ride, the Jungle Cruise, there was a place called Tropical Imports and they would sell rubber snakes and I thought they were the coolest thing. And so every time that they got a new snake or on my birthday, we would get a rubber snake for me. So
that's adorable. I love that.
I started my rubber snake collection when I got older. As a lot of people know, I did have the pleasure of working at the Jungle Cruise for about 8 years, and it was like the highlight of my life, and I miss it every single day. But yeah, so there is that. Also, I have been into film since I was a child, and I started collecting posters, and because I had such an enabler as a mom, we got fancy with it. I collected original posters for movies, and so I have like ones that were actually hung in theaters when the movie was released. Right behind me, there is a Labyrinth poster, which is an original. And one of the ways you can tell it's an original is because it is folded and it is not rolled. It wasn't until the 90s, I believe, that people started rolling posters instead of folding them for transport. So like it's not a foolproof way to tell because someone can fold a poster in modern times. Yeah. but we did get our posters through legitimate sources. And so this one is folded. My original Rocky Horror Picture Show is folded. I think those are my only two folded posters. The Rocky Horror Picture Show one I would like to bring over to this house and that'd be great, but it lives at my mom's house right now. We also got like lobby cards, which are things that aren't a thing that they do anymore, where they would like prop up these cards in the lobbies of theaters and then people could like see scenes from the movies. So we have one set for Phantom of the Paradise, which we're actually going to watch on Friday in the Discord. And it's one of my favorite movies ever. And it double featured with Rocky Horror Picture Show. And my mom watched it like 7 times or something in the theaters. I love it. I'll just hawk it for a little bit. It is a 70s rock, not opera, but rock musical. That is kind of a combination of Phantom of the Opera and Faust and Portrait of Dorian Gray. And Paul Williams from like Muppets fame wrote the like entire soundtrack. And it's so good. And I will probably do a special stream about it the Sunday following. I'm very excited. Anyway, so I have those and I have some Portuguese lobby cards for the Princess Bride.
Nice.
So yeah, my room at my mom's house is just covered in that sort of thing. God, I have so many collections. Like, I also collected Harry Potter memorabilia and Harry Potter merch. Unfortunately, the creator of Harry Potter has gone completely off the deep end. Yeah. I hope she gets some help. So it's very bittersweet because I loved that series and it was like everything to me. And how do you deal with somebody who not only just like disagrees with your general existence, but it's just so unhinged about it.
Yeah. Like, aggressive.
Makes it your problem. So yeah, and I still have all that at my mom's house, and I'm just hoping that a certain person's heart grows 10 sizes and we get to have our fun back. Yeah. So I have that behind me here. You can see a bunch of my pins from my pin collection. A fun thing to do at Disneyland is to trade pins, because you can buy a bunch of pins for cheap and then trade them up with cast members for the pins that they have. Which it's a really fun, I don't think they do it anymore, but at the time it was a fun, basically free thing to do at Disney. Mm. So I've gotten a lot of pins over my years, and they used to all be Disney pins, and now I've started to expand to other pins. I also had an American Girl doll collection, which is also behind me. I only had two dolls, a Molly and a like lookalike doll. And my lookalike doll is behind me. Molly is at my mom's house somewhere. And like, I feel like there's more stuff that I'm missing too, but
oh yeah, I'm sure from childhood I'm missing quite a few collections. I do remember having a pretty big VHS collection. Especially, in particular, I should say, the Land Before Time sequels. I had most of them. I don't think I had ever had all of them, but I do remember having most of them. That was really fun. But yeah, in modern times, it's mostly nail polish.
Yeah. My modern ones are nail polish and, well, stickers. I love doing sticker bombing, so I get a lot of stickers, and some of them are very expensive, but those are like special ones that I have special ideas for. And then I buy and receive just a lot of ones that, if you're going to do a sticker bomb, you kind of need a base layer of stickers that you don't care if they show or not. But yeah, the other thing that I collect nowadays is the boy merch.
Yes. I added to that collection recently.
You did. For my birthday, Danny sent me a little pouch with Brahms from the boy and little peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and his boat hook and his rats. I don't think the rats are his friends, though. I think that he's a predator of rats.
But that is important to him, yes.
It is important when you're a wall boy to have a relationship with rats. But yeah, it was so funny though, because I have ordered, thank goodness I didn't order this thing, but like I had ordered from this creator, they're called Vexmoth. I had ordered from them before. And so when I got it, I was like, Vexmoth? I didn't order anything from Vexmoth. Did you just send me something? Like, that's wild. And then there was a note in it from Danny. That's like, Oh yeah. The other things I collect are, I collect teapots. They're all at my mom's house, but
I do have a few teapots. I was kind of starting that collection, and then I kind of realized, I was like, this is going to get out of hand real fast. So I do have a small collection.
Yeah. Yeah. At my mom's house, she doesn't care if it gets out of hand. She'll just add more shelves.
I love that attitude.
Yeah.
Like, we just put on more shelves.
My favorite teapot, I need to bring it over here, but it is a, how do I describe it? Except for a Queen Elizabeth I duck.
Interesting.
It is like very ornate, and it's in the shape of like Queen Elizabeth, like one of her big old dresses and her collar and everything. But instead of Queen Elizabeth, it is a duck.
That's amazing. I love that.
And that I actually found at Tuesday morning when I worked there for like 2 months.
That's awesome.
Oh yeah. I forgot one of the most important ones. I collect pictures, models, sculptures, anything that depicts ancient phalluses.
Oh yeah.
And that is the collection that that has the most stuff given to me from other people.
And there's some historical context out there for those of you who are wondering. Pompeii depicts a lot of flying phalluses. It's a thing historical people were into.
They should have called it Pompeen, honestly. I heard that this worldview is called phallocentrism. And I've had it on my to-do list for weeks now. Look up phallocentrism. So someday I'll do that.
Excellent. I look forward to your next YouTube video about phallocentrism.
Like, you're wrong about ancient kings. And everyone's like, I didn't have any opinions about these to be wrong about. Opinions. And I'll tag Linry in it and be like, this is for you. You're perfect. Wrong.
I like it. I approve.
All right. I think that is enough for today. Danny, take us out.
Thank you all so much for listening. Please check out our YouTube channel and leave a comment with your favorite moment, a story to share, and of course, any questions you'd like us to answer in future episodes.
Be sure to check out Danny and I on Twitch, Instagram, YouTube, and Patreon. I am Fanatic here. She is Danny Shout. All of our links are in the description. Join us next time when we become the premier source on phallocentrism.
Stay lacquered.